Prepare to journey back through time in this episode of Rock and Roll Flashback Podcasts.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Flashback. I'm Jumpin' John, and we'll be looking back at some of rock and roll's greatest artists, songs, and stories. This episode of Rock and Roll Flashback Podcast is called Herman's Hermit Part 2, where I will interview a fan from the British Invasion era. Now, of course, Herman's Hermits were a rock band and pop group formed in 1964 in Manchester, England, and fronted by their singer, Peter Noone. The Hermits were very successful, arriving just after the Beatles during what is known as the British Invasion. In fact, between March and August of 1965 in the United States, the Herman's Hermits group logged 24 consecutive weeks in the top 10 of Billboard's Hot 100 with 5 singles, including 2 number ones, Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, and Henry VIII, I Am. When Billboard decided to come up with the top singles group of 1965, Herman's Hermits edged out a group called the Beatles for the number one spot. So we are privileged to have a diehard Herman's Hermits fan here with us today in the studios of Rock and Roll Flashback Podcast. This fan, who is probably known to some as the Frog Lady, is Linda Price. And I want to welcome you to Rock and Roll Flashback Podcast.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here today.
Well, great. Really happy to have you. The Herman's Hermits really appealed to a younger teen audience back in the 1960s, the mid-60s. They were a pop group, as I mentioned, very popular with the female audience. They did soft rock and what might be called bubblegum and novelty in some of their song selections. Linda, how would you say you first got interested in Herman's Hermits?
I guess I saw him on TV somewhere, and he was a cute guy, and I just kind of liked his songs, so that's why I decided to pick him as my one I wanted.
Did you see any of the teen magazines back in the day?
No.
Would he have been in those magazines?
We didn't get to buy too many of those in my time.
Okay. So you just basically saw him. What was the first song you really liked by Herman?
Probably was Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Lovely Daughter. With that Cockney accent, one of the things that really surprised me about the band was how they were actually ended up being more popular in the United States than they were in their native England. And of course, Herman, actually the front man, was Herman, Peter Blair Dennis Bernard Noone. What I think is interesting in your case is that you have actually met and seen Herman in person multiple times. That's what I thought we could talk about today, is some of your recollections reminiscing about when you met and saw Peter in person. How about the first time you saw him on TV?
Well, we all watched the Ed Sullivan Show Sunday night. That's where everybody was. And I heard he was coming on the show 6th of June, 1965. And you can be sure that's where I was listening to him.
The whole family watched too?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I had 2 sisters and the whole family had to watch. We only had 1 TV back then. But I know I was happy watching him.
It's amazing how effective Ed Sullivan was in getting the word out to the public, because not only did his publicizing of the Beatles and the Dave Clark Five help bolster their careers in the United States, but obviously, in the case of Herman's Hermits, it must have helped them in becoming more popular among the young teen crowd in the U.S. of A. How about in person then? How many times have you seen Peter or Herman's Hermits or both in person?
Probably about 6 times, I guess.
Okay. Can you remember any of those specifics?
Well, the first time I saw him, I drove my brand new 1968 Chevy Malibu to Atlantic City to see him.
Kind of like driving the Chevy to the levee.
Well, probably. He was at the Steel Pier, and I took my sisters along for the weekend. And I remember I got to the show real early. I know my sisters didn't like that, but it was a standing room only place. So I got pushed. I'm not very tall, so I got to the very front of the stage, so I would be sure to see people.
Did you arrive early and sleep overnight, or not that early?
No, we didn't open the gates till about 2 hours before the show.
Okay.
But then I was close by, and I took two pictures of Peter Noon that day. And I know some of you will know when I say they got enlarged in Kodak Kodachrome. And when I got home, I placed them on my bedroom wall. And then I heard on November 5th, 1968, Peter got married, and I immediately removed his pictures from the wall.
Oh, no. Well, what was so special about that date?
Well, I found out later that was also Peter's birthday, 21st birthday.
Wow. Well, I guess the ceremonious removal of the wall of the photograph was traumatic, to say the least. Does that mean that you no longer were interested in following his career?
Oh, no. I was still a fan. I still wanted to see him anytime he came to town.
Can you recollect any of the other times you saw him when he, quote unquote, came to town?
In 1974, I heard the Herman's Hermits were performing at a local D.C. club, and I was excited to go and see Peter Noon. But to my surprise, at that time, Peter was not part of the group. I don't know if he went on his own or what, but I was very disappointed, to say the least.
Did you stay for the whole concert?
Oh, yes, I stayed, but wasn't what I expected, but you know.
I understand. So, Linda, can you remember any other instances where you were actually able to see Peter performing?
Well, he was performing in D.C. in April 1982 in a play called The Pirates of Penzance. And that was at the National Theater in Washington, D.C. And I heard he was going to be at a local department store in Washington promoting his play. And I was working nearby, and I went on my lunch hour to see him. And I got to pose with him, and my husband took a picture, and I was really happy.
Yeah, and I understand that Peter was actually, before, as a young 15, 16-year-old starting with Herman's Hermits, he was actually an actor in England. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So being in the play Pirates of Penzance probably came second nature to him. Keep mentioning Washington, D.C. Are you permitted to say what your employment was at that time?
No.
You're under a non-disclosure agreement?
You're not going to say that, John.
Under a non-disclosure agreement.
You're not recording now, are you?
Always recording. We record everything.
I thought he was still answering the phone.
Oh, no. You're going to take the fifth?
Yeah.
Okay. So your husband took a picture of you and Peter in this department store.
Yes.
Was that the end of that?
Yeah, then I did go see the play. I saw him again then. In 1982, he came to the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia, and I just remembered that I'd taken this picture of him back in 1982 at the Pirates of Penzance, and I took it along, and he signed my photo.
Oh, that's really nice. In your interactions with him and these signings, what was his disposition? Did he seem friendly to fans?
Oh, yes. He was very, couldn't have been any nicer.
Very cordial?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So that gets us up to 1982, and you're still working at this mysterious location in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Apparently, you're reluctant to divulge the name of your employer and their location.
Oh, no. It was at...
We here at Rock and Roll Flashback Podcast apologize for the technical difficulties and the unfortunate censorship. Any other instances where you got to see Mr. Peter Noon?
I heard in 1992 he was coming as an outdoor concert at the Esquing Center in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. It was great.
At the what?
How do you say that word?
Esquitrian.
Esquitrian. He was at Upper Marlboro.
No, hey. Try it again.
Equestrian. Equestrian.
And.
Equestrian. Well, that's where I saw him, in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
No, you didn't finish.
I can't get this.
That's okay. You can laugh a little bit. Go ahead.
I know, but this is awful.
So where else did you see Peter? Where else did you see Peter?
Equestrian. Equestrian. I saw Peter Noon August 1992 at an outdoor concert at an equestrian center in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Okay. And maybe I'm jumping the gun here, but I've noticed you have a treasured autograph where it's a standard stock photo of Peter Noon inscribed to the Frog Lady. How did he know that you were the Frog Lady?
Well, I guess I must have told him, I guess. I tell everybody that. And that was a single of 45, and it's called I Don't Want to Love You, But You Got Me Anyway. And he signed it, and I still have it in my possession.
That's nice. Any other instances where you saw Peter? You said six, you thought.
Well, in September 2000, we were listening to the radio, and the local radio station was promoting him to come to a concert called the River Fest at the Bowling Air Force Base in Washington, D.C. And what I remember about the concert is that Peter was the first one to perform that day, but nobody else could perform that day because a thunderstorm came and it shut down the show. But I was so glad that I got to see Peter.
It's a good thing he was first out.
Yeah. And then I also went one time. He was at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. I went there. And of course, I bought his first album he ever recorded. So that's my story about Peter.
Okay. Well, it's really interesting to hear really a diehard fan's recollections of contact with him. And it sounds like he's a very pleasant man and very good with his fans. And acknowledging them and making them feel welcome. Is he still touring?
Oh, yes, he's still touring. But I'm getting a little too old to go to his concerts now. So I'll just listen to him on the radio. He's on the 60s Oldies show on Saturday night. And if I want to hear him, I know where to tune in.
Super. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for being here on the Rock and Roll Flashback podcast. And it's a real honor to have you here as our guest, who has some expertise as well as has many contacts with the gentleman who is known as Peter Blair Dennis Bernard Noon, a.k.a. Herman of Herman's Hermit. So again, thank you very much for being on our show.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
Okay. Well, this has been Rock and Roll Flashback, a look back at Herman's Hermit's Part 2, recollections of Linda Price's contacts with the man known as Herman, Peter Blair Dennis Bernard Noon. Thank you for listening to Rock and Roll Flashback Podcast. And if you haven't heard the first episode, you want to check out Herman's Hermits Part 1 to learn a little bit more about the band's history and some of their great hits. I'm Jumpin' John McDermott.
And I'm Linda Price, the Frog Lady. Thank you all for listening.
And until next time,
rock on, rock on, rock on, rock on.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Walking out.
Perhaps referring to a horse farm?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's what that word meant. I wasn't quite sure.
Linda, were we just horsing around?
Nay!